Welcome to Talking with the Source, where we bring on well-known and local researchers from around the world to share their experiences and evidence.
Who knows that the moon missions were faked?
As soon as I said, I'll meet you, and she said, oh, darn it, I gotta check the door, make sure the door's locked, because I don't want to leave John's house unlocked. So she goes back to check the door. I go out to my vehicle, and I hear this god-awful scream.
Well, there are 63 races of grays. So most people only think there's one race, and when you say grays, it's a misinformation. There are 63 races. Out of those, one race is a negative extraterrestrial. And what I do is I group them in the negative and the positive. The positive wish to see humanity ascend.
What is your name? My name is Anthony.
Are you ready to unravel the mysteries of this podcast? Join us only on Talking with the Source. Live every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and on all podcast listening platforms. Welcome.
What's going on, everybody? This is AJ Capasso here, host of Talking with the Source. I'm here behind me with one of my best friends and brothers, Johnny right here. He's going to be doing a reading tonight with the medium that's coming on, who's amazing. I can't wait for this reading. Also, I'm here with two of my other brothers, Jonathan Keyworth of JK47 Paranormal Investigations on the top left, and also Sir Chris on the top right, who's doing some amazing podcasts of his own. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm a little pissed off that I'm on the bottom here by myself. You know, this is a little messed
up. You won't be for long. You're holding it all up. Oh, okay. Well, see.
That's how it is. All right. We should have put Chris in the bottom, you know?
Yeah.
Majority rules, you know? Or seniority rules. But anyway, so guys, how has your week been? How's everything been going?
Good run of bad luck. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I love it, man. You know, I tell you what, man, it's been a wild month for me, dude. Some crazy stuff has happened in my life that, like, I never expected to happen. But you know what, though, man? Life is a roller coaster, and we just got to kind of go with the flow, you know?
Yeah, I just wish Mercury would get out of the sky already.
You're telling me, dude. You're telling me.
Killing me.
Hey, we have an amazing guest today. His name is Gregory Nicholas. He has been on the show Dark Echoes Paranormal, which you could check out on Amazon Prime and Paraflix, and also international TV on Dublin, Ireland, all over. They're getting huge, and I'm so proud of these guys. They are some of my best friends, Matthew, Stacy, Tammy, Scarlett. We love you all. Anyone else we missed, we love you all. But Greg is a part of that family, and he is an amazing medium. He's a fourth-generation medium from his family, and he uses dominoes and oracle cards as well to help tell the future and get answers from the other side. So I cannot wait to see him do a reading for Johnny and see what Johnny gets picked up, and to just talk with him and, you know, find out more about his methods. So let's bring him forward. And, you know, we will get him on the screen. So here we go. Hey, what's going on, Greg?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
There you go.
So, Greg, the first thing I wanted you to do was to explain to our viewers who you are, what you do, and what you have accomplished with the TV show and what you are doing besides that and all that kind of stuff.
Very good. Thank you. Again, I am, as AJ said, I'm fourth generation, both psychic medium. Now, to me, there's a very big difference, gentlemen. We trace the ability, the gift, what have you, to my great-grandmother. She came over from Italy 1919 settled in Western Pennsylvania, where I'm originally from, and the whole ability went through the family. It does end with me. My wife and I do not have any children, and everyone's dead. I buried about 34 people. To me, though, guys, psychic is used to the cards and the tools to help you with future questions about maybe directions, guidelines, things like that. Mediumship is strictly spirit work, meaning somebody who's passed, if they want to come through, we let them. But more importantly, if there's somebody you want to talk to, because my experience has been not all psychics are mediums.
Okay? Yeah.
Okay. Some people are very, very good connecting with the cards, the tools, things like that. I happen to do both. I started at age 4. Okay. Seeing things. I am now 62. I've been doing this 58 years professionally, about 20, 25 years, maybe more. I do travel all over. I do a lot of gallery work, a lot of mediumship, a lot of spirit release, things like that as well. I don't use, believe it or not, guys, a lot of tarot cards. I use oracle cards, normal playing cards, as AJ said, dominoes, very ancient form of divination. Yeah, what was that, John, you're holding up?
The Kyle Gray angel cards,
yes,
the
sir. Oracles. Oh, yeah, a lot of those. Too. I also use, I don't know if you gentlemen have ever heard of Lenormand.
No.
I really like Lenormand cards. I use those as what I call sometimes a clarifier for things like that. During a reading, I go back and forth between the psychic side and then the mediumship side. However, when I'm with my client, it's always what you want. Okay. If you say, no, I do not want to speak to anyone crossed, no means no.
Yeah, right.
I don't force it. Okay. We can go back and forth, things like that. People say, well, I really want to talk to so-and-so. And I've been telling everybody too, guys, you know, if spirit doesn't want to come through, they're not going to.
Yeah.
We can't make them. Okay.
Exactly.
We can't make them. It is my career. I travel all over. As AJ said, very pleased and proud to be part of Dark Echoes Paranormal. The episode Paul Myra is out there. It's actually a two-part event. The first one was released last night. The second one, I'm not quite sure where I will have a much bigger role, is released coming up on Paraflix and then Amazon Prime. Great event. Great location, I should say. We taped another episode at another location late May. My understanding, that'll be out next season.
That is awesome. How do you like working with Dark Echoes?
Oh, great. I have had great experiences with Matt, Stacy, Tammy, Scarlett, all of them. You know, the guys as well. Really good. I like it because you go in and you start. It is not, and I'm just going to say this, recreated. Does that make any sense, guys?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to say.
Yasmin here, I don't believe we're going to have enough time to do readings from the crowds, but right. I don't know. Do you feel like she needs a new job? Are you feeling anything, basically?
I hear look, and also there's something there with a contact, Yasmin, in terms of who do you know that may be able to help you? Okay.
There you go.
Not give you a job, but like may give you a lead.
Smart.
Right on. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Guys, can I ask you something too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do all of you practice some sort of metaphysical talent?
Yes.
And I don't know. This is the first time talking to you guys. I'm even going to put you a little further than that, John. Yes. And I don't want to tramp on toes here, but it's like all of you have it to some degree, but I'm not sure if you use it.
We've learned more of how to use it.
Okay. I do a lot of teaching and workshops, guys, how to see auras, aura energy. Believe it or not, scrying, you know, using the crystal ball, the black mirror. I do a lot of workshops with that, too.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the black mirror thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, when I do that, Chris, the scrying, it is not only the black mirror, okay, crystal ball, which is the hardest. It's a focus tool. I use candle smoke, incense smoke. Now, real quick, gentlemen, what is a very, very, very famous movie we have all seen many, many times that has a couple of examples of scrying in it?
What is that? The
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. I've heard that before. Yeah.
Dorothy runs away, right? She sees Professor Marvel in the wagon. He puts on the turban. Okay. Yeah. They look into the crystal. There's Aunt Em crying. Okay.
Yeah.
Later in the movie, the Wicked Witch looks into her green sphere, the green ball.
Yeah.
They're running through the poppy fields.
Wow. Yeah. Never thought of it like that. You're absolutely
And right. I promise you, you've all done it. How many of you have looked at the clouds and seen shapes?
Oh,
I was just thinking about that the other day, actually.
You're doing it, guys. whether that fire, have you gazed into the flames, whether it be a bonfire, fireplace, whatever, and seen shapes?
Oh, yeah.
You're doing it. You just don't.
I've been working on remote viewing through using the Gateway Project.
Yeah. I teach astral travel.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Now that takes some work. You have to be protected. I am very, very, very strict on protection, gentlemen.
Me too.
Reading, you know, whether it be bubble up or armor up. Like, ladies, you're Joan of Arc, gentlemen. King Arthur, Archangel Michael, you're in your shiny armor. And
did you just say, Greg, bubble up?
Bubble up.
John, that's your word right there, brother. Remember?
Yep. Bubble up. Yeah. Yep. And to me, that is, there's my divine golden white light eggshell bubble. I can give you a reading, but you're not going to drain me. Put yourself in a suit of armor, guys. Daily. Not one time. Daily.
I do it every day, every night, before I go to sleep, before I wake up. Yeah, when I meditate.
You have to, gentlemen.
I imagine this bubble around me that's like a rainbow colored, kind of like out of that Thor movie, you know, like that bridge. Like, that's what's around me, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that. And then I'm also very big, not only that, on protection, using some of the saints, of course, angels, saints. Also, cleansing your homes. Okay.
Yeah.
Whether it be sage, holy water, cedar. Cedar is great for getting rid of harm, evil, negativity. Now, me, because of what I do, you know, 360 out of 365 days a year, I'm working. I do it at least once a month.
Yeah, definitely.
Because negative exists, gentlemen. And remember, psychic vampires, they drain us. Make us tired. That's one of the reasons why I bubble up, armor up. We have to be as spot on with our first client, you know, at 6 a.m. as I do late at night.
Yep.
Yeah, I bubble my house. First I'll bubble myself, and then I'll imagine the bubble expanding from my basement all around my house, so it pushes everything out.
Good. How often, John? Daily?
Every day. Every day.
Yeah. We have to, because, gentlemen, I mean, negativity exists. Psychic vampires. How many of you have been around people who just make you tired?
Yeah,
a lot. Hit it. Yeah, right there, Chris. It's solar plexus. They hit us in the solar plexus, if that makes any sense.
I had my incident.
Yeah.
Well, I had a question for you, Greg. I'm very I had a near-death experience. When I came back, I became very empathic, where I could feel energy, like, ridiculously. And I was wondering, like, when I had my near-death experience, I ended up dying. I was addicted to opiates. I was addicted to heroin for a while, and painkillers. And I ended up ODing 12 times. And the last time I OD'd, I left my body, had a near-death experience, ended up seeing heaven, seeing God, all that stuff. And I got sent back down, and they hit me with the paddles. I ended up coming back after a minute and a half. And I was wondering, when someone dies and comes back, do they bring more consciousness energy back into the body with them? Or is that just the luck of the draw?
And interesting you've said that, AJ. I've heard that a lot, that there seems to be a lot of people, they're abilities are enlightened, heightened. Yep. Okay. You're not alone. You, now, but even so, because you're more sensitive, AJ, please remember to protect.
Oh, I found that out the hard way. Trust
me. Yeah. I have a lot of clients, other readers who were had ND near death, NDEs, and they've come back. Me, guys, I forgot to tell you, I started at age 4. They knew I was gifted because I was born on St. Patrick's Day and I was born with a veil, meaning the extra membrane over me. Wow. It was not pushed. It was late, wait until it happens to Greg. And I was 4.
Wow.
Wow. What was that like when you were 4? Do you remember your
yes,
first experience?
Yes, I do. I was with my mother in Pennsylvania at a funeral for her aunt. It would have been my great aunt. We were at the funeral home, and the lady's name was Louise. And I was there with mom, and I said, Louise is here. And she said, yeah, up there, meaning, you know, laying in the casket. Yeah. I said, no, yeah. She's back there. And mom said, we'll talk later. And that's how it started. Yeah. My career for 30-some years, guys, was employment law. Okay.
Okay.
Human resources. Doing what, and I kept it hidden. Seeing auras, I could look at you, like I would investigate charges of discrimination, sexual harassment, all kinds of things. I could tell if you were lying.
Yeah, isn't that empathic ways of just being able to feel somebody's energy? Isn't that an empathy or?
Yeah, well, yeah, empathy, John, picking up on other people's hurt and pain, yeah. But with me, I look at you and see the aura, okay? You were bright orange and red, I knew to push and you were lying. Now, I had to get a confession because you can't get on the witness stand and said, oh, yeah, his aura changed. You know, you'd be laughing out of the door.
Not yet.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, but, yeah, John, but empathy is very big. You know, picking up on other people's hurt and pain. Do any of you gentlemen work in healthcare or anything?
No, I was in the Army. I'm 100% disabled now. So
okay.
I don't work anymore.
All right, John, how are your abilities then?
Very in tune. AJ, uh-huh. I just kind of grew these last 4 years. It's become more and more. But you know, I put the work in for it. Yeah.
Are you also, sir, a little bit into the healing arts, the energy work?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here's why. Now, this is me doing my thing, and if you don't want me to, tell me to stop, please. Talking to you and focusing right now on John, I'm itchy. That is how I know who I am focusing on might have the propensity interested in the healing arts. Notice I did not use the word healing. We are not in the medical field.
Yeah,
okay? Right.
Healing arts, energy work, Reiki, tuning forks.
Frequencies is what I use.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I'm a big believer. I don't know if you guys have ever listened to crystal bowls.
Oh,
not singing bowls, crystal bowls.
The Tibetan bowls, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, those are the metal ones, John. Crystal are the white ones. Get on YouTube and look up crystal bowl meditation. To me, I'll play those when I'm doing a virtual reading at home in the background. Calm me right down.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. But John, you have something there, sir, with the healing. Again, itchy palms, that's a good sign. Now, I don't know what you wish to do. You may even want to, in time, look into distance healing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now what I focus on and do is I talk to spirit through my spirit box and try to help solve cold cases.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How does the spirit box work for you with that, sir?
Really good.
So awesome.
I have stopped doing police work.
Oh, yeah.
Because of this year.
Okay.
I'm not even going to tell you what state. I said, he's in two. Two pieces. I felt cut in half.
Oh, wow.
This is September, May-ish. They found him in two separate parts, 7 miles apart.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. And that hurt me. Empathy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It hurts. John, I like you for it, sir, but please be careful.
Oh, I definitely am. I take all the protection and precautions. So, yeah.
Because remember, gentlemen, too, dis-ease, not disease, dis-ease.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, that thing in the recovery community is that they use that word dis-ease. Like our brain is, instead of saying, addiction is a disease, your brain is in dis-ease.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Because, you know, too, guys, if you're around somebody, any of you, John, if you're working on a case or something and say you're talking to family, whatever, too, they drain you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Afterwards, I'm wiped out. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't allow that, too. Now, with me, and I'll just, tell me if you don't want me to do this. I do a lot of, I'm a big believer in working with the saints. Now, for me, Saint Benedict is the patron saint of evil and demons, against evil and demons, always with me. In fact, there is a book written about me. The cover, I insisted, be the monastery in Italy that my family used to go to, Saint Benedict's Monastery.
Love that. I love that.
Yeah, before I got married, I had to become Catholic because my wife was Catholic, and mm-hmm. I had to pick a saint, and I didn't know anything about him. This is but way before I even started paranormal stuff, and I picked Saint Michael, so he's always with me.
Archangel, yeah, too. You know, and I'm glad you said that too, John. And gentlemen, you know, my family and I are very strict Catholic. I raise a few eyebrows with that. I don't do dark ever.
Yeah.
But there are some instances, let's face it, the Annunciation, the three kings were told to go back to their own country by a different route. Herod was going to kill them.
Yeah.
Mystics. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not at that level. I'm not saying that, but,
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, wait a minute. Just one plug, guys. There's my book.
I was just about to actually ask
Whole
you.
World about Psychic it. Media.
A little bit.
Is it on Amazon? Yeah.
What?
It's on Amazon. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is Saint Benedict's Monastery in Italy, where they used to go.
Chris, put that on the thing and put it in the comments for all the viewers, if you could, brother.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Old. Yeah. I will. Old World Psychic Medium. But what else do you boys want to know too?
So I want to know, how does the dominoes work? And the oracle cards, how do you use them to, say, tell the future or, use it in your work? Like, how do the dominoes work? Because it fascinated me so much when I heard that.
Hey, yeah. Dominoes, John Brown, for centuries, okay? The Chinese invented them first for fortune telling, believe it or not, then a game, okay? Each one means something, Like, I'm just pulling one here. And Johnny, can I use you now or not?
Yeah, Johnny's down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
AJ.
Can you come a little closer, please, to the camera, Johnny?
Yeah.
Now, and each one means something. Now, normally, you would do this, sir, okay? I'm doing it now, just because we have to. Each one means something.
Now, do you need to see Johnny closer?
No, I should be okay. If I need to, I'll let you know. Right here, 1 and 5. Now, the tile, the 1 is the self, sir. That's you. 5 has to do with going forward, employment, ambition, things like that. Are you job hunting? Do you need to step it up a little bit, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to be
right there. Very good card for you. Now, this is not a no, okay? It's a you maybe taking, more interest in it, if that's the right thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's another one. 2 and 4. Balance coming. I'm going to ask you something. Have you settled, like maybe for past employment?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Yeah. And again, now that may sound like a dumb comment, because we've all had to take stuff we want to pay the bills. But this going forward, sir, if you can, and I understand, life and all that stuff too, try not to settle. Okay.
Yes, sir. Maybe
pull one more here. Now, 3 and 3. What's that?
I was going to say, now, when you said not to settle, does that mean that, don't settle for the, any just job? Or does that mean, something greater is in its way?
Something greater is coming up, too. Just don't be afraid, sir, to – good question, AJ. Don't be afraid to – okay, you have a job. Keep looking, okay? Don't settle. This is an interesting tile. The double threes. clear the air. Now, whether someone is, you know, being a pain or difficult or something, I'm not saying start a fight, Johnny. I'm saying you have to clear the air with somebody, okay? Or watch who might be, sir, a little bit at times critical with that tile, sticking their nose into your business, trying to tell you what to do. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I found interesting, Greg, is you randomly chose three different dominoes, but each one of them equaled the number six. And what I know is the number six is something new is coming.
Yeah. Six. Yeah. 111111, positive change. Johnny, let me do one more for you, okay, if that's okay with you, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Matt.
Here's Matt. Now, hey, Jay, you jinxed me because there's the five. Here we go. But, Johnny, this is you, okay? The four. I need to ask you, sir, in time, and you don't have to get into it because this is none of our business. Did you want your own business?
Yeah, I plan on owning something one day.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, yeah, right there. But this is the number, Johnny, for planning, okay? Here is you planning. What do you need to do, sir, to go forward? Does that make any sense?
Into the steps.
Yeah. Get things in order. It's not going to happen right now. It's not going to fall out of the sky.
No. You got to say
okay. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's it. Now, Johnny, do you have any questions for me?
No. I just
about your father.
Maybe if you could, like, I don't know, is there a way you could, like, talk to, like, people that I love that passed away, like my dad?
Give me a second here. Yes, we can. Now, guys, this is where it gets interesting. With all of us there, I'm trying to focus on Johnny. But if it bleeds through for anybody else, I need you to please speak up. Okay? I cannot control that. All right? But, Johnny, gone as well. Can I ask you, what's with the car, the driving, please? Did someone have trouble driving, learning how to drive? What's up with this?
No,
I drove for a living for like 5 years. I don't know.
Okay, because the driving, and I don't know if one of you boys needs to be a little bit better at it or exactly what's going on, you know? Oh, AJ, and you're right next to him.
Oh, my God. Actually, it's me because I've had the worst luck with my whole life. Holy crap. I can't believe that. I just realized that. Yeah, I've had really bad luck. Very bad luck.
Yeah. Hey, Johnny. Go ahead.
Two bursted tires in like a month or two.
Yeah.
I mean, my tires were bad, granted, but still.
Yeah. Johnny, I need to ask you, though, because I'm horrible with timing. How long has Dad been gone, please?
About 2 or 3 years.
Not that long, sir. One thing... just bear with me a minute here too. And anyone who's gone, I'm a very big believer. Write them a letter and burn it.
Okay.
If you want, plain piece of paper, thinking of you card, John. Love you, miss you. Give me a sign you're okay.
And what's their name?
Done, burn it.
And you have to put their name on it?
You can if you want, or you can say Dad.
Okay.
It's your intention, John, comes from here and here. Okay. Love you, miss you. Let me know you're okay. People around here, burn it. I like that. A lot of times people around the water, like the Great Lakes, will rip it up, throw it in the water.
Oh, okay.
Heart and mind. Yeah.
What?
Heart and mind need to be one when communicating. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all your intention, but you can do that too.
What you John, always say,
I'm getting mixed up with you guys too already too. So did your dad go quick or did he linger? Because I'm getting someone went quick. I keep hearing the snap. But then I also get you gave me the okay to go.
Well, I mean, he may have went quick. I wasn't around when he passed, but I know he was suffering from certain illnesses. He had
okay.
of
more than one, right?
I think so, probably. Yeah,
did.
Yeah, that's it. This is the big thing, too. You need to know, sir, he's relieved. But, John, I really think this is you, Johnny. But, guys, jump in. Do you still do something for his birthday?
No, but it's funny you said that because I had a picture with him for his birthday and I kind of hold it close and he had like we got him like a little kid birthday hat, you know, he was wearing.
Because I'm here in here and I'm home alone except for my wife watching on the other side. Thank you for my birthday, the whole bit, dude.
Yeah.
That also might be my brother. My brother passed in 21, and I do live sessions on his birthday.
Oh, okay. You see, this is what I mean, gentlemen. It can bleed in. I can't control that.
Yeah, okay.
But, Johnny, one last question, because for you, Johnny, I keep getting, don't delay, don't delay. Are you putting off more learning or something?
I don't know. I feel like, honestly, like I kind of had everything together and I was very good at, you know, like I talked with AJ about certain things and manifesting and energies and certain things like that. And lately it just seems like it's been kind of dragged down. I'm not my normal high self, truthfully.
Okay. Because it's there. And here's what I keep getting: learning, move up. Okay. Now, could that be in your profession, changing your job hunt? Do you have to learn something new for a new position, sir?
Maybe in the future, I think maybe change would be good because I've kind of stuck with thing.
Yeah.
But I also would like to learn this stuff too, you know?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Now, your dad comes around you, okay? Remember, guys, two with spirit, anybody gone, see, hear, feel, smell, dream, okay? Mm. I could see any of you other gentlemen. One could hear, someone could feel, you could dream of them. Shoot, their picture could fall over off the wall. Okay, it's spirit communication, John. I need to ask you, what's with the tattoo?
I just have a couple on my hands.
Did you get one for dad, or what are we doing?
No, they weren't for the dad or anything. Just
I got one for my brother.
Oh, sorry. And no. You know what? Thank you. You're Johnny. You're John.
Yeah, music.
That's my head. Yep. Like I said, Johnny, write your dad that letter, okay?
Definitely.
Okay. Definitely.
When you said that, I felt him near me and there was love, and I did have a dream about him before, so.
You did?
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. You know, and that's as simple as, Johnny, you could wear something of his. I don't care if you wear a hat, shirt, what. I don't care. But, like, you may feel, because I keep hearing I'm on you.
I wear my dad's old hat a lot.
Who said that?
I do, Chris.
Oh,
he passed away like 3 years ago, too. Three or four now.
See, so and again, with all you boys together, I'm having a hard time.
And I'm thinking about going back to school, too. So maybe some of that from.
Okay. Too. Johnny, one thing, and bear with me. I want to pull a card for you, okay? Now, right. Gentlemen, I use Oracle cards, okay? And I use normal playing cards. Johnny, I want to do something here for you, okay? And again, you look at the cards, you get accused of fixing them. So they're down here and I'm just shuffling. For you, sun coming out through the clouds, sir, you need to work on this to go do better. Maybe a little bit, step it up a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Normal playing cards. Interesting. Johnny, please remember, you deserve, okay?
Yes.
Right there. All right.
That's what that means.
Yeah.
Now it means you deserve what?
Peace of mind, contentment, success.
Absolutely.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Right there. Now that's none of my business. It also has to do with maybe overcoming. But again, I don't, you know, I try and maintain everyone's privacy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, definitely.
But, John, that's it. Now, I'm also going to challenge you, Johnny. Gentlemen, anyone who's gone, ask Spirit for help. Johnny, ask your dad to help you if you want, sir. Ben mean it comes from here and here.
Yes.
To help you find a better job, to help you advance in your career.
Yes, sir.
Okay. John, you want help manifesting your own abilities. You need to ask your brother to help you open, find me the right direction, a good mentor.
Mm, yeah. Okay.
Any of you? Does that make
sense?
AJ, yeah. You ask your buddy who's gone.
Yeah.
To help you. You know, anyway, guys, Spirit wants to help, okay? Remember, angels have been divinely created, okay? Spirit guys are people who have lived and died and want to help.
Yeah, my guides are strong. They help me every week. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but John, do you ask them? Do you invite them in, sir?
Oh, yeah. Every night and when I go live on my sessions, yeah.
Yeah, but the big thing is, too, you have to, recognize the signs. Johnny, like if you get a sign from dad or whoever, you have to recognize it, not, oh, that's nothing, and walk away.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Greg. Can you hit on any of his names of his spirit guides by chance?
All right. The first thing I'm getting now, just bear with me. You guys can roll your eyes at me because God knows everybody does. Here,
I'll make it big so you can see him better. Hold on.
Oh,
there we go.
Thank you. Okay. Johnny, and I'm not sure if this is where I'm going with this. I get Edwin with you, but I also get Andy.
Okay.
Okay. Spirit guides. Now, here's the rub. You may never have met him.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Just because, like that, okay, one of my spirit guides I picked up on years ago, probably 30 years ago. Believe it or not, Armand. I don't know an Armand, never did.
Yeah.
But it's still around. And believe it or not, every now and then that name will pop up. Okay. Yeah. Johnny, remember Junior. I don't know why I just said Junior. Does Junior mean anything to you?
I mean, I had a friend named Junior, but I'm not a Junior.
Okay, no, but a Junior, and I don't know, is he gone or not, please?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him in forever. I'd hope okay. not.
So I'm that's saying. But again, the Edwin, things like that. But, gentlemen, any of you can learn how to contact your guides, okay? You're quiet. No music, no phone. You don't need a guided meditation. You can watch, focus on a candle flame, okay?
Yeah.
The crystal
deep bowl breath. What is the name of one of my spirit guides? Because remember, guys, we all have many. Many.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
What's the first name that pops into your head? Nice. You know? That's it.
Wow.
See, it's real simple. People over complicate things, guys.
Yep.
You know?
Now, Greg, is it true that our guardian angels / spirit guides, they don't really care what their name is really called because technically to them it doesn't yeah. really matter, because I've gotten that through the spirit box.
Yeah, and it's more so, AJ, with the angels. Spirit guides, and I've heard this before, but remember, if a spirit guide is someone like Johnny, your spirit guide in time could be your dad, or his real name, okay? This is me. I always say, use their real name. You guys may think it's grandma who used to babysit you or help you grow up when you guys were little. All right? Yeah. Either say grandma or her first name. You don't want to call her, you know, something like Susie when it was Edith, you know?
Yeah.
I always think we need to, and I'm a big believer in respecting spirit.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't go into a place. Do any of you guys do investigations? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, we all do. Yep. Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Going into a place and you don't antagonize them, you know, come on, show me who you are. No, you know, you're going to really tick them off. I'm a big believer in respect. In addition to that, guys, thanking them.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yep. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. But yeah, AJ, that's more so for angels. That, in my opinion, more so for angels than guides, like I said, just because I'm really big on the respect.
Okay, definitely. Yeah, I was just wondering because my guides always told me that they obviously, there's three of them that I have. One is a little kid around 8 to 10 years old named David, I was told. The next one who's my main guide at the moment is named Drina, who is like a 60 to 70 year old lady with a lot of wisdom, has a funny sense of humor, and then my last guide, I was told, was named Raul, and he's very strict and very, you know, to the point type stuff. He's supposed to be coming into my life very soon as I get older. And I was able to verify this through the spirit box, and they were able to come through and say their names, which is amazing.
That's great.
But I was wondering, is there other spirit guides that come in and out of our lives?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, many. And I... oh, God. And over the years, gentlemen, you know, they come in and out, in my opinion, depending on what we need. Johnny, you may need a specific one for the job hunt. Chris, you may need someone to help you. Or what about this too, guys? I'm a big believer. And if you have family members who are gone, ancestors who are also somewhat gifted in the paranormal, you know, the seers.
Yeah.
You need to ask them for help to be one of your guides.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah,
I tend to do that, AJ.
Yeah.
If I know someone has a specific talent in life.
Yeah.
ask them. They're still spirit guides, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You're just invoking, well, asking them. I shouldn't say invoke. You're asking them.
Well, you know what's crazy that you said that was, is because I was on probation for a DUI one time, and I did a spirit box session, and through the spirit box session, I asked for my guides, and all of a sudden through the box, it said, your probation guide is here. And I was like, what? And I was like thinking to myself, like, I have a guide for probation. This is so weird. You know what I mean? Like, but I mean, it was great. I mean, it kept me right in the right standing, doing the right things. And I, you know, I was on and off, but it was just weird that it said that through the box, and I have it recorded on video, and I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I have people who are, believe it or not, I read for some chefs.
Yeah.
They have specific guides to help them with cooking.
I believe that.
You know? Yeah, help them
I need a poker guide. If any, any guides out there want to help me with poker.
Good luck with that, dude. Yeah. Good luck with that. But the thing is, too, they're there for help, okay, to ask. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Now, one of you three gentlemen there, four of you, has someone, a guide, a gentleman gone. Of course, I don't like living people. Get on my nerves. do any of you resonate with someone very, very tall, very, very thin, who may have had a little bit of mental illness?
Ooh. I mean, it could be someone I know.
Because very thin, maybe like 6'3", 6'4", thin.
How old?
Guide Santos was told, I was told that my guide Santos is a very tall guy that wears a black hat, black trench coat, and he's pretty strong. Yeah.
Hey, John, hold that. See him?
Yeah.
That's Santos.
Yeah.
No, it is. His name is Santos. That's a wine carrier.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I've named it Santos. I keep it here when I do these because everyone always comments, and my wife hates it, but he's there. But you put a bottle of wine in him.
Yeah, no, I did a session, and I asked Santos about his past life, and he said he died in Texas in the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay.
Gentlemen, they keep showing me the jail bars here, and I don't really need to know details, but does that make any sense?
Jail bars, it does, because my dad was in and out of jail my whole life, and he passed away.
Thank you. AJ?
Yeah.
How angry are you at him? Because I keep getting, don't yell at me.
No, you know what's funny is I'm actually not, I'm more mad that he's gone and that he did what he did the way mm-hmm. he did. To pass away, and I'm not really mad at him though. Like, he was a great dad to me, and I can't complain, you know. But another medium said the same thing to me.
I'm hearing that too. And actually, it hit John when Johnny left and then came back. Like, don't yell at me. I'm dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, two gentlemen, remember I said writing the letter and burning it.
Yep.
I'm not saying any of you do. I'm not saying this. Do any of you have to write the letter and apologize? Do any of you have to write the letter and tell them off?
No.
I'm not saying you do. People think it always has to be loving and kind. No. What if you need closure from someone who's gone? I can forgive. I can't forget. And burn it.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's totally true. You know, I was told that, but I never had any animosity towards my father for what mm-hmm. happened, you know?
Well, it could be you're angry, not at him, AJ.
Yeah.
But how he died.
Yeah, that's more what it is. I can't let go of it.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You know, do you need to just tell him to rest in peace?
Yeah. He comes through my box constantly.
Does he really?
Yeah, like constantly.
Wow.
Wow. That's a great gift.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
That's great gift, guys. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what I do. Like I said, I enjoy the auras. I teach the scrying, the mediumship. I do a lot.
That is
what do you have planned next? I know you just said you were recently at the fair today or something.
Yeah.
And what's the future events? How can people come and see you? Maybe
I'm in I'm a half hour south of Cleveland, but I travel all over. I go to a place in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, gentlemen, called Haunted Hillview Manor.
Okay.
Very good. Very. I'm one of their mediums. Great place. Occasionally on a Wednesday night, I actually go over and I participate in their live events. I'm there. I have a big event there. Actually, I have two or three between now and mid-November. Halloween is here. It's my busy time. You know, I go to New Orleans. I'm going to Cajun Terracon in April.
Nice.
Down there. I travel to Buffalo. Recently, of course, it was the Dark Echoes production, both in Palmyra, New York, and another town I'm not allowed to talk about yet, but that's next season. But I'm actually, this year is booked, and I'm working on next year.
That is awesome. I am so happy.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I really do. One state I haven't been into, other than the airport, is Colorado.
Oh, you know two people from there.
Yeah, I'll pick you up. I'm 40 minutes away from the airport. I'll pick you up.
You know where's a fun town, guys? Las Vegas.
Is it?
My sister lives there.
We just got back, my wife and I, in July. We were there, and we actually drove to 90 miles northwest to Rhyolite, the old haunted ghost town.
Did you end up going to Zach Bagan's museum?
No, we did not.
He goes, no, really quickly. No.
But it's a fun town. But I enjoy traveling all over, like I said, New York, Buffalo, Pennsylvania. This is my busiest time of the year. For those of us in this industry, between now and, say, mid-November with Halloween harvest, very good. I do a lot, and I mean a lot of gallery work, you know, where there's a room full of people, and I'm looking at one, but the message is for someone across the room.
Do you prefer that or one-on-one more?
I actually enjoy the gallery work and, gentlemen, my seances.
Ooh.
They are not Hollywood, guys.
Yeah.
It's at the table. We don't hold hands because God knows where everyone's fingers have been. Well, you know, look, AJ was gone for a little bit earlier. Yeah. You know? But one hand on the table, you know, you may see, hear, feel, smell. We bring the spirits forth for those present. Do not dare conjure anything during one of my events.
Yeah.
You know, they're minor more messages. I enjoy those. They're fun. The table may vibrate. I'm exhausted afterwards, but I enjoy the gallery work a lot. Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask you that. I was going to ask you, like, with the work that you do, do you get drained a lot? Mm-hmm.
But I've been doing it over 50 years.
So does it affect
me when I'm done at the end of the day?
So it does affect you where you get drained a lot?
Yeah. Like today, I was one after the other for 5 hours. Okay. I had about an hour and a half drive home. That's when I got tired. When I got here, I had to rest a little bit before we did this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But also, guys, I protect a lot, you know?
Yep. What would you suggest for people getting into the paranormal as paranormal investigators? What would you suggest for protection?
Oh, boy. First of all, the bubble, the armor. First, remember, guys, it comes from here and the heart.
Okay.
If you pick up a stone, think about it, and I'm protected, but you pick up the stone, pouring coffee on the phone on the way out the door, what good's it do?
Yeah.
You put a rock in your pocket. But if you pick up that rock, you know, and it means you're there unprotected, then it does its work.
Yep.
You know, so, daily protection, gentlemen, daily.
Yeah.
So in the comments here, AJ, Joycelyn, we were able to meet you today. An amazing experience. Thank you so much.
Oh, I remember
much.
Her. Yes. Oh, hello. Yes. I met her in Pennsylvania today.
Mm-hmm. That is cool.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's Tammy Lee. Tammy Lee is from Dark Echoes.
Yep.
Tammy's looking good. Hi, Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so
good seeing you again.
Yep.
And then Linda here had a question. Is trans mediumship less draining today than 40 years ago? What's the difference?
To me, no. It's still as draining. However, I can handle it better.
Yeah. Your experience.
Yeah.
You're 50 years. years in the belt, you know?
Yeah, you know, you know how to kind of, first of all, you protect, you pace yourself more. Common example, before an event, hydrate. And I don't mean beer, wine, no. Water, water, maybe a lemonade, but to hydrate for the energy. And in my opinion, now this is just me, it keeps us flowing.
I agree. It's not easier. I just love water.
Now, I wanted to ask you this question real quick. Tammy Lee obviously said hello. Michelle, Wilfong, Linda Judd, all of them said hello. I wanted to, before I get to questions in the comments real quick, before we get some questions from the viewers, I wanted to ask you, I went to a cemetery that's down the street from my house, and it's a 1700 cemetery when the Puritans came down from Salem when the witch trials were happening, and they have witchcraft symbols on some of the graves for protection, and I was wondering, is there guardians that guard each cemetery that we can't see? Spirits that guard.
You know what? I have asked that, and that's interesting, AJ. Some of the cemeteries you go into, yes. Some of them, no.
Okay.
You can see them. You may see people. And there's a couple of variables, AJ. Could it be denomination? Okay. Are you going into a Jewish cemetery? Are you going into a Catholic cemetery? What have you? Okay. My answer is yes. There are, but also many times I call them greeters. They're there to say hello to us, to greet us.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering, because there was another medium that I talked to at one of the cemeteries I went to. It was a children's cemetery, and they had these Egyptian kind of dog looking type creatures that were protecting the cemetery. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
Yeah, and it depends a lot, AJ, on the belief. You know, maybe some of the Arab religions or Arab beliefs, you know, look at the Egyptian religion. You have Anubis.
Yeah.
Yep.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Okay. You can have the different types of crosses depending on your belief, you know, from the Orthodox cross to the Jerusalem cross.
Yeah.
Celtics. You can have a Celtic knot.
Wow.
It depends. Yeah. Helper angels around today. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe, and I'm a huge believer, guys, in bringing your angels in for help. Let's see, Michelle. Greater evil. I don't think so. I am a big believer, Michelle, in protection. Okay, now, if you go into it that you do not need protected and half-cocked coming in, are you opening yourself up? Yeah. Unfortunately, Michelle, to your point, I do see a lot of people who, I dare you. Come on. You're asking for trouble.
Yep.
Yeah.
Remember, the light, and, you know, I don't want to get into that whole belief thing, too, but the light can overcome that, too. Is there a danger? Yeah, there always is.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, and, you know, think they can watch a 15-minute video on how to contact spirit, and they're protected. No, you're not.
Yeah, no, exactly. Not. Exactly.
No, if I go to a new place and I'm investigating, I bubble on and I say in my heart and mind, I am the light. I am the light. I'm here to help spirit. I'm here to have a great interaction and help them get their message out, whatever, however I can.
So, yeah, and Nikki brings up a great comment. Always be respectful. Always. Yeah. You know, Nikki. Respectful. Thank them. When you're investigating someone, you're on their turf.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? She's all the way from Australia, by the way, so that's amazing she's watching.
Oh, okay. I read for a lady in New Zealand not long ago.
Oh, cool.
In Auckland.
Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm.
But no, there's I moved into a haunted apartment in January 22. Michelle, have you cleansed it? Again, cedar, sage, holy water. Your intention, though, to get rid of all harm, evil, negativity. Now, if it doesn't work with you, great. You protect and pray daily. Do you need to get someone else in there, perhaps someone from a ministry to help you as well?
I ask my guides, like I ask my spirit guides for help. Like when I feel something that I personally can't do, I ask my guides, and I feel my guides coming and helping to push this entity away from me.
Well, for strength too. John, good point. You ask them for help, but for guidance and protection. You know, yeah, like look at yeah. Archangel Michael. Okay, guys, I don't mm-hmm. know if any of you, you know, work with the angels or archangels. Archangel yeah. Michael takes his sword and clears away the path. Archangel Raphael, Archangel of Healing. His symbol, if the rod or the staff with the snakes, is the medical caduceus.
Yeah.
Okay. Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel, communication. Whenever I'm doing speaking, I did it before here tonight. You ask Gabriel for help because I can stumble all over my words. You ask Gabriel for communication.
Even Saint Benedict, like you were saying earlier.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Right there. Always. Yep. Always with me, a bracelet on there, and there is stuff on my table for Saint Benedict. Now, let's be real clear. Those trinkets in themselves are not going to protect.
Right.
Here, in here.
Heart and mind.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. You know, now you're welcome, Michelle, too. That's right. Johnny, like I said, you know, asking for help or anything with a job or anything like that. Bring in Dad, if you wish, sir.
All righty. Okay?
Definitely. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you helping, you know, helping
you're
Johnny.
Amazing.
That's awesome. I wanted to know, where can people find you to obviously get a session done if they would like?
Well, contact me through Facebook Messenger, Gregory Nicholas. I do readings, guys, over, believe it or not, Facebook Messenger. It's a lot easier than Zoom.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Nah, Messenger or iPhone. I am booked out several weeks, you know. And like anything, you can only do so much per day, you know, so many per day. But no, Gregory Nicholas, you'll see my face. There's a green background. I'm in a red shirt. Hand me your phone with my page on it. I'll show you. And that's the best way. And I'll get back to you as soon as I can. If you're in the Ohio area, I'm a half hour south of Cleveland near Akron. I'm going to be in Buffalo, New York at a shop coming up. Thank you. This is my Facebook page, guys.
Okay. That helps. Yeah. I like the dominoes in the background.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you. I was brought up with those too, but yeah, I like them. They're good clarifiers. I sometimes use seashells, folks. I don't have them here tonight. They're tied to the emotions and things like that.
That's amazing.
Oh, thanks, Linda. First time viewer.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. Well, now, Linda, do you know Linda Judd by chance?
The name looks familiar, and I'm not sure if we have ever met, to be honest with you, or have just seen her on other podcasts.
Other platforms, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard yeah. her name as well. Yeah. And Linda, I hear, is a great woman. So, Linda, thank you so much for tuning in. We really, really, truly appreciate you. And thank you so much for spending this time with us. So, Greg, what is up for you for, you know, this coming year with Dark Echoes? Are you still going to be working with them?
Awesome. Matt and I have spoken. They're right now in the midst of scouting things. To my knowledge, though, there's no schedule set or location set. My next episode will air the next season. Very good location. I can't say anything, but it was a fun, let's just say, bed and breakfast. That's it as well. I love it. And one side note, too, guys, any of you ever get to Louisiana to go to the Myrtles?
Yeah, that's where I want to go.
That's amazing.
Been there 3 times.
How is it?
Great. A different energy. You can pick up on things. I get more when I'm by myself, and all I can tell you is look at the mirror.
That's what I've heard, is look
yes,
at the
sir.
Mirror. Yeah.
There are some great photos that we have, both my wife and I, there. We actually stayed in the manor one night.
Hey, yeah, my brother's in-laws, they stayed there. They told me all about it. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, one of my classmates is a medium, and she stayed there and just absolutely.
It's fun. We go usually every time we're in New Orleans, we drive up for a couple hours.
Yeah. Hey, John, if you could pull up the picture from Montana State Prison, it's on my Facebook and photos, but it's the picture that your wife found of the mist in the dental office. I think that Greg would get really fascinated by that after I tell him the backstory.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on.
Yeah, I need my glasses for that, guys. Yeah.
he'll be able to zoom in. But so, Greg, this is the backstory, right? Me and him went to Montana State Prison. I flew into Colorado and Denver and stayed at his house. And then the next day we left and we drove all the way up to Montana. It was like a 14-hour drive. We drove up there. And the medium that I was working with at the time, who is now no longer a medium, she got out of the business. She was very accurate, and I sent her pictures of the place when we got there, and she would just off of selfies be able to tell us where spirits are that could need crossing over. And she hit on so many locations, but she said to me, she goes, there's going to be a female that is going to show herself to you, and she's there.
Cross over.
So see this mist over here? Now, there's no windows in this place that could cross over. The windows are in the next room over.
Got it.
John, zoom in if you could so we could see that.
Right there.
On the chair?
Yeah, sitting there.
It's weird. It's in front of the chair, and the mist is completely in front of the chair. Can you go closer, John?
You can see how it's transparent.
Transparent, almost like the ghost-like sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, all right, guys, look at it sideways. Do you see the head?
Right there.
I never thought about that.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. There's, okay, gentlemen, right there. Sideways face.
Oh, crap.
Look at it sideways.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Just see it? It's sideways, guys, not like that. Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, this.
That's a great spot.
Did you see that before?
No.
Oh, it's there. Yeah.
That is wild because I looked up the times of when, you know, what the medical stuff they'd be wearing back then. And that's exactly what they would be wearing, is something along those lines. And I found that so fascinating. And she said that this would show up, and I was just taking pictures really quickly. Mm-hmm. So I found it absolutely.
Yeah, amazing. No, we were there less than 2 seconds. You're like, let me just shoot in here for a couple photos.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
But no, that's a great photo, guys. Now, do you guys ever zoom in on orbs to see if you see any faces in them?
I have done that before, and there has been some faces in them, yes. You know, what do you think orbs are, in your opinion?
Well, a couple of different things. First of all, sometimes, guys, can they just be plain old dust? Yeah, they can.
Yeah.
Okay. But to me, they're spirits. I love to see them. If any of you have little ones, in their nursery crib, and you see the orb zipping around, to me, they can be guardians. Do you see them at night in your room if you can't sleep and you're open your eyes and you're soft focused? Do you see them in the room?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you know, we can debunk them, and we have to. Let's face it. We have to.
Yeah.
I see black ones with my naked eye. Like, I'll be sitting on the couch and I'll see black orbs traveling around.
Now, do you have a camera in that room, John, that you can, take a still of or something?
I probably could put my Wise Cam up there, but, yeah, I just accept it. I'm like, hey, Spirit, what's up?
All right, now, I'm just chilling. Remember, gentlemen, anytime you see orbs, sometimes you may get a smell or a scent with them. If you see an orb and you get a flower scent, is that Grandma?
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, or like if you see an orb, is that Dad? Is it tobacco, spicy?
Yeah.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That is absolutely awesome, though. You know, that really is.
Greg, I just want to thank you for coming on, man. I know we're at that hour mark. We're a little over, and I know it's late.
It's amazing.
The time just flew by. Yeah.
It did. Now, guys, thank you again. I really appreciate the opportunity. Any of you have questions? I believe you have my personal information too. Feel free to contact me. You know, if you're in the area. One thing too, I am about 45 minutes. You remember Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah.
About 45 minutes from that, from Mansfield, Ohio State Reformatory.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sending you a friend request.
Yeah,
I'm sending.
I know, same.
No, I'll accept it too. But the big, and if you can, their big event, third weekend in May every year is Parapsycon.
Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm there. Okay. I'll be reading. Things like that. Hillview, Haunted Hillview has HillCon in August. Check that out, gentlemen.
Wow. Yeah, I guess. No, if I ever can get up there, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And you know how? If you have questions, please let me know. Johnny, good luck with the job.
Thanks.
Yeah. Good luck, Johnny.
Good luck, Johnny.
I wanted to ask you, Greg. Wait, before you leave, I was wondering: would I be able to get you back on the show? Because there's so much more we got to talk about.
Absolutely, AJ. Send it to me. Now, I will tell you this. September, from now till end of October, November is my busy time because of the Halloween season.
Yeah, but we'll do it after.
Yeah, we can do that or in January, whenever. Yeah, let me know and we'll figure something out, guys.
Awesome. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I really do.
That's amazing.
Head over to Facebook. Check out Gregory Lee Nicholas on Facebook and ask him any questions you have. Viewers, thank you so much for watching
on friend request right now.
Social medias as well as everybody on podcast listening platforms. And thank you to Dark Echoes Paranormal.
Buy his book.
Amazon. Yeah. Amazon. And again, yeah.
I'll share Dark it one more Echoes, time.
Sammy, Stacy, Matt, thank you. Thanks, guys.
Definitely.
All of you, amazing.
We shared the book inside the comments. So please, everyone, head over there and grab a book of Greg's and let us know what you think. And thank you guys so much once again. And hold on. He said, how about Dark Echoes? Stacy said, how about Dark Echoes with Greg? Because our first episode with him just dropped.
Yeah, that's on Paraflix, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's on Paraflix now. But that episode is a two-parter, okay? This one and then the other one is dropping in a couple of weeks, according to Matt. That's the one that predominantly features me.
Awesome.
Dark Echoes Palmyra.
I'll have to go over there and watch it.
Everyone go check it out. And it's going to be on Amazon Prime as well. But check it out on Paraflix right now. And we look forward to all the rest that's coming and for the future that's coming, because Greg and all the rest of the team that's going to be there, it's going to be an amazing next season for sure. Yeah.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. I really appreciate it.
God bless you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, guys. Amazing.
All right. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Wow, man. I tell you what, that time flew by, dude.
It did. It went so quick.
And I'm so happy that Johnny got to get like a little reading because I wanted him.
That was cool, Johnny.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. He was right on the money with all the stuff, so.
Right?
Well, he'd been doing it 50 years plus, so.
fourth generation, psychic medium. I mean, that's awesome, you know what I mean? And the way he does it with the dominoes and the oracle cards, I find that fascinating.
Cool. I thought it was cool that the three random dominoes he pulls up, they all equal six. I was like, yeah. Wow, that was amazing.
I thought that was wild, yeah.
See, I didn't even notice that, but.
Well, because in the angel numbers, 666 means reflect. It's time to wake up to your higher spiritual truth.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So I thought that was really cool.
I thought they say 666 is the number of man, but it's actually the opposite. It's angel numbers.
Well, in angel numbers, it means reflecting. It's time to wake up your inner truth. And that's probably why, you know, you got into what AJ's doing, you know, so he can teach you the same way he taught me.
Yeah.
John was able to come out with Matt from Dark Echoes when he had his public event, and we got to see some things that we have never seen before. Neither has Dark Echoes at this location, and it was pretty wild, man, what we saw. We saw a laser being bent in time and space right in front of us.
That's tracking crazy. Subject.
It was amazing.
That's freaky.
Yeah, so, but, you know, it's amazing, man. I'm happy that he's here with me. I'm
glad Australia.
Get a reading from Greg. And, guys, another amazing guest.
Thank you, Mickey.
I'm going to get these up here. And real quick, John, shout out your stuff real quick. And Chris, shout out yours.
Yeah, so you guys can check JK47 Paranormal out every Tuesday on my JK47 page. I go live at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, 2 p.m. Eastern, and I do live Spirit Box, SB7 Spirit Box sessions on cold cases. And last week was session number 6 for a cold case that's in my home county here. Got a lot of great responses. I didn't think I got anything, to be honest with you, until I reviewed it. And it actually came out a lot clearer than I thought. So I'll be doing session. Yeah, I'll be doing session number 7, man.
That's awesome. Gotta check out some of that stuff.
That's awesome.
You have to watch him.
I called the cops. I tried to get a hold of this detective. He hasn't called me back yet, so.
You know, it's so frustrating that these police officers, you know, that you do this work and they look at you and they're like, yeah, you're just some crazy person with a radio that's hacked and you're just trying to come up with crazy stuff.
Whatever.
Some of the stuff you've gotten has been, you know, stuff that nobody told you in a case.
I know, but I feel their spirit saying thank you for trying. You know, thank you for being
that's the important thing, that you try. It's your intention, yeah. Like you always say. Your intention,
and that's all that matters, you know.
Yeah,
that's all that matters for sure. But hey, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Talking with the Source. We appreciate you more than we can even say. Follow us on all your favorite podcast listening platforms. Thank you to everybody who listens to us on Apple, Spotify, all those podcast listening platforms. And definitely check us out on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you know, Parapost Network, that's on Facebook, which we're live at right now. And as well,
everyone back there in the background,
TikTok, baby. So we will see you guys soon. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name's AJ Capasso, and I'm here with my best friends, Johnny behind me, Jonathan up top right, and Sir Chris on the top left. We are Talking with the Source.
Spirit, bless you all. Live the dash, everybody.